that day Jesus had gone out of the house and was sitting by the sea. And large crowds gathered to him, so he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd was standing on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up immediately because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. But others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, some 30 times as much. The one who has ears, let him hear." And the disciples came up and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And Jesus answered them, "The kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him." While seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, "You shall keep on listening, but shall not understand. And you shall keep on looking, but shall not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dumb. With their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and return. And I would heal them, but bless
understand it. The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one sown with seed beside the road. The one sown with seed on the rocky places. This is the one who hears the word and
and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no firm root in himself, but is only temporary. And when affliction or persecution occurs because of the word, immediately he falls away. And the one sown with seed among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, and the anxiety of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the one sown with seed on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. Presented another parable to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and left. And when the wheat sprouted and produced grain, then the weeds also became evident. And the slaves of the landowner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have wheat? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. The slave said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, while you are gathering. The time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the weeds and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
He presented another parable to them,
saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a person took and sowed in his field. And this is smaller than all the other seeds, but when it is fully grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the sky come and nest in its branches. He spoke another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three sacks of flour until it was all leaven. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak anything to them without a parable. This was so that what was spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. I will proclaim things hidden since the foundation of the world. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. And he said, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man.
others are angels. So just as the weeds are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the
like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells everything that he has and buys that field again. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking fine pearls, and upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold everything that he had and bought it again. The kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, and when it was filled, they pulled it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth and remove the wicked from among.
Understood all these things? They said to him, yes.
And Jesus said to them, therefore every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings out of his treasure new things and old.
Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there, and he came to his hometown, and began teaching them in their synagogue, with the result that they were astonished, and said, where did this man acquire this wisdom and these miraculous powers?
Is this not the carpenter's son? Is his mother not called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man acquire all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not dishonored except in his hometown and in his own household.
He did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief.